and you hung me out to dry. My dear and fondest memory is when you said goodbye. If 8 would be great and 9 would be fine, you know I'll learn to love you, honey, all of the time. But you want what's yours and you want what's mine. So if 8 would be great, then honey, 9 would be fine.
I don't like noise. If I hear high noise, it can alter me. For example, if I'm watching TV or listening to the radio and I hear somebody who starts yelling for an ad, I turn it down because I can't bear it. I think ads should be said in a normal voice. But I notice in the ads, the voice is raised every time they do an ad. The volume goes up. I don't like it. I like the ads, you know, where people talk to you, they try to convince you by normal speaking. If they raise up that voice, I turn it down. And you know something? In my case, once I turn it down, I leave it down until they remove the program. So it means, in my case, for example, not only does that advertiser lose my attention, but the following advertisers also lose my attention because I don't turn it back up. Until that guy came on with the high voice, I was listening okay, I admit it. But I don't like yelled up advertisements.
Exterior man on Well, you don't know mad from sad. You don't know explaining from complaining. You don't know next who you'll be blaming. And you don't know me at all. The ones you're closest to should be those really knowing you. But you haven't got a clue, even though you say you do. You think you've got me figured out, you know without a doubt just who I am and what I'm all about. But you don't know mad from sad. You don't know explaining from complaining. You don't know next who you'll be blaming. And you don't know me at all. You've got me pigeonholed, cataloged and bought and sold. Oh, but truth be told, I don't quite fit your mold. But there's many sides and angles that you haven't seen. And since you haven't looked, you don't know what I mean. If somebody's being open, then it's moping. You don't know squawking from just plain talking. You don't even know it's the way you're walking. And you don't know me at all. As you say you are to me, and yet has failed to see, never really loved, don't you agree? If they did, they'd show that they don't know about myself, instead of shoving me upon some dusty shelf. But you don't know mad from sad. You don't know splaining from complaining. You don't know next who you'll be blaming, and you don't know me at all. If somebody's being open, then you call it moping. You don't know squawking from just plain talking. You don't even know it's the way you're walking, and you don't know me at all. No, you don't know me at all.
Broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce. And the world would give me a break, waiting ready to pounce. I was born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. I was born with a broken heart, with a broken heart, she was broken. Ooh, in two. If you're out wandering the streets, knock on my window. Why do you look so sad?
You are still in tune with Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Oh, so much more to go. I shouldn't even, like, say a word, because I'm just cutting into valuable time. But hopefully you enjoy it all anyway. And now we're going to move on to the second, yes, the second 7-inch of the night. Do what you will with that. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Calienta el corazón, sirena, 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 chicas, quiero ver. Calienta el corazón, sirena, 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 chicas, quiero ver.
Back in the US of A, we decided we'd hire a car. And we were in Boston, we had to be in Detroit in like, you know, like 4 or 5 days' time. And I looked at the map, it doesn't look far. Well, they have a Lake District too. So we set off in the car. I'm driving for hours and hours and hours. And at the time we got to a place called Buffalo, we thought we'd turn off at Buffalo and go and see the falls at Niagara. But anyway, we pulled up at a kind of turnpike, you know, toll station. And just as we're pulling in, on the near side lane, Larry Smith, Legs Larry Smith, okay, he said, you should never pull up at the near side lane at a toll station. Why, Larry? He said, because you're always near the police, and if they see someone who looks odd, you know, they'll hassle you. At that moment, this policeman sticks his head in through the passenger window and goes, yep, give me a four. And disappears. We're all going, what did he say? I don't know. And anyway, the guy in the toll booth was a really nice chap. He must have been related to the guy who did the voiceover for Yogi Bear, because he said, did you hear what the officer said? I said, no, we didn't. No, what did he say? He said, well, he asked you to pull over into that parking lot. All right, we'll do it, you know. So, oh, never mind, you know, said Viv. No, Viv, I really think we should do it. I really think we should. So we pulled over into this parking lot, and over there was the patrol car with the policeman sitting in it. And there was this kind of standoff. There's the bonzos in this car and the police in the other car. And all that was missing was Rykuda music, you know. Anyway, you know, we're looking pretty freaky, and there's all the hair and everything else like that. I mean, and Larry had made a pair of trousers out of Holiday Inn towels. He had a big green stripe down each leg saying Holiday Inn. Yeah. And we realised, you know, so, well, you know. Anyway, slowly the doors of the police car open, and out ambles these two. And they've got white Stetsons, brown shirts, big badges. And one of them had twin ivory-handled six guns.
And he comes over, you know, and he's got the Ray-Ban glasses on. It's slightly odd-shaped head, very thin, you know. He must have been a forceps delivery or something. Anyway, I wind down the window. He says, where are you guys going? I said, well, we're going to Detroit. Accent alert. You're not from round here. I said, no. We're a band. Police officer training kicks in. He says, huh, if you're a band, where's your equipment? Well, you know, it's in a U-Haul truck down the road with our roadies. Ah, where are you going? I said, well, look, I'll show you this contract. And I've got a contract out. It's at the Bonzo Dog Doo Dah Band, Grandy Ballroom, $2,000. He goes, the Bonzo Dog Doo Dah. You get $2,000 a night. I said, well, yes, you know, there's, you know, rather a lot of us, and we have come a long way. And I can hear Viv huffing and puffing in the back, and I'm saying, God, no, not now, Viv. Yeah. And he says, well, you got any pot? You got any shit? You got any dope? Oh, no, officer, no. We're from England. We're pints of beer, men. Warm beer, you know. So he lets that go, and then he says, you got any guns? You got any knives? He says, no, nothing like that. So, what are you used for self-protection? And at this moment, Viv pipes up with, good manners. That did it. They completely scrambled his brain, you know. So, good manners, eh? You better be on your way. I mean.
They went one day. They was going to call on the president in a quiet and a sociable way. And the afternoon was sunny and the weather it was fine. They counted out our money and no banker was left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. They were all down at the White House. No banker was left behind. Conductor's calling all aboard, we'll be leaving soon with champagne and shrimp cocktails, and that's not all you find. There's a $1 billion bonus and no banker left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. When the train pulled out next morning, no banker was left behind. No banker, no banker, no banker could I find. When the train pulled out next morning, we'll be right back.
these words.
I'm too old for exercises. I don't need to go through that. I had enough calisthenics when I was young. Christ, I belonged to that YMCA for 17 years. I'd have all kinds of exercises and give the guys Turkish baths. I never could swim, though. My brother was a long-distance swimmer. I could just do the dog paddle and swim a little. I never was much of a swimmer. I had hard muscles when I was young. I ate whatever I felt like. Steak, corned beef, cabbage, spare ribs, cabbage and potatoes, beef stew. Let me make sure of that again. Steak, corned beef, cabbage, spare ribs, cabbage and potatoes, and beef stew. I didn't take no special diet. I ate all kinds of food that Irish Americans would eat. I'm what they call old. Me and Arthur Brown are old. These other guys ain't old. They're in their 50s and 60s. One ear is on the bum in me, and my eyes are kind of dim because I read too much. I overread a lot. I take an interest in things, though. That's what I do.
Chemical reaction, and you're the main attraction. Whoa, 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 whoa. Saw you on the first day of school. I was trying hard to be cool. Standing at the chalkboard in your sweater. Chemistry never looked better.
Periodic tables, I'm feeling unstable when I look into your eyes.
nervous when I'm daydreaming in class. Now you're not gonna let me pass.
Yeah. my baby is sweet and petite. Sweet and petite, yeah. Sweet and petite. My baby is sweet and petite. Only a gal I'm a dating. To her I'll be facilitating. What she got to lie, the man's really hot, and she keeps my heart a percolating. In a peephole booth, I shake a wiggle. Man, she make a me giggle. But what she got to lie, the man's really hot. Do you read a memoir when I'm a stating? My baby is sweet and petite. Sweet and petite, yeah. Sweet and petite. My baby is sweet and petite, alright.
Another one of those songs released for you just yesterday from the Catbirds. Yet another one of those Chandler Travis properties out there. I told him that I thought he just did that in order to get at least two more songs into the Bee's Knees Best of 2011 edition of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Here on your freeform radio station it is, WMFO Medford. So, we're down to theoretically the last hour of the Bee's Knees tonight. This is a CD that it was actually probably the very first CD I got for 2011. Yet it was the last one I remembered when I was putting this whole thing together. I can't explain how my brain works and how that could happen anyway for a Richard X. Heyman CD. I don't know. This one in particular that came out this year, it's a double Tears and Other Stories, T-I-E-R-S. It's sort of a rock opera. It's the story of how he met his wife and then their early years together in New York City. It's a very nice package. It must be. That's why it's part of the Bee's Knees tonight here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Look up, 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 look up get up, stand up, get on it.